including becoming the first African-American woman to achieve international success as a composer. Yet many of her major works have only just been rediscovered, and I have the joy of being able to share with you some rare recordings and talk to a champion of Price and her music.
She represents a whole parallel history that was happening in classical music, a story that hasn't been told.
Join me, Donald MacLeod, for Composer of the Week, Florence Price, this Monday to Friday at noon on BBC Radio 3.
Now at 4 o'clock, here's Music Planet with Lopa Qatari.
And we start our journey today in the desert, the Sahara, and a new album by the Tuareg band Tamikrest. The album's called Tamotayit, which they translate as Hope for Positive Change. In recent years, the band members have been scattered around Tamanrasset in southern Algeria, the borderlands between Algeria and Mali, and in France. So I'm going to play Aounafin. The words of the song are, "My dearest wish is to see that day when my people will be united." The sounds of the Sahara Desert and Aounafin, the single released from the new album by Tamikrest from Algeria. The album's called Tamotayet and it's due out on the 27th of March on Glitterbeat. And Tamocrest will be coming to the UK for a concert at Richmix in London on May the 27th. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Lofa Qatari. Today we pay tribute to Joseph Shabalala, who passed away earlier this month. He was the man behind the iconic voices of South Africa, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Also coming up, music from Nashville's banjo queen, Abigail Washburn, Shabi Aburuzaga and his Trikitisha, and we head off on a road trip to Mozambique. Right now, though, a track from award-winning instrumental Canadian band who go by the name of Sultans of String. They've just brought out their seventh album. It's called Refuge, and it's been inspired by the work they did with refugees and migrants who've ended up in Canada. This is their version of a traditional Middle Eastern tune, El Bint El Shalabeya, and features Syrian clarinetist Majid Seker, Fethi Najem from Algeria on mandolin, and Greek oud player Dimitrios Petzalakis, who all have now made Canada their home. One of the Gnawa masters of Morocco, Majid Bekas, there and a song called Arabi. He lives and works in Morocco still, and he's a regular at the Gnawa Festival in Essaouira that's been going now for over 20 years. For this album, Bekas has teamed up with a couple of Nordic jazzists, plus Croatian trumpet player Goran Kajes. The album is called Magic Spirit Quartet, and it's out on the ACT label. Now, earlier this month, we got the sad news that Joseph Shabalala, the founder and leader of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, had died at the age of 78. He was born in 1941 in a village to the east of the town of Ladysmith in South Africa. When his father died, he had to leave school to help on the farm and take care of his mother and siblings. But aged 18, he headed south to Durban to find more work, and it was there that he came to the attention of the Durban Choir. In Joseph's inimitable way, he tried to persuade them to sing a song that he'd written himself about a young girl called Noma Temba. They refused. But the silver lining was that it led to him creating his own group that became Ladysmith Black Mambazo. It wasn't until his 30s, in 1973 in fact, that Joseph got Ladysmith Black Mambazo into the studio to record their first album, and it won a gold disc in South Africa. Then, in 1985, everything changed when Paul Simon came to South Africa looking for musicians to collaborate with on his Graceland album. They sang on four of the tracks, after which Paul Simon produced their next album, Shaka Zulu. That won them their first of five Grammys. And their first track was, yes, you guessed it, Noma Temba.
Noma Temba, Wangishia, Zelangetwa, Noma Temba, Wangishia, Zelangetwa, Noma Temba,
Ma,
Wangishia,
Sekolele,
Zelangetwa, Noma Temba.
Alawena,
so
far, Alawena,
so far,
Alawena,
so far,
Alawena,
so far,
Alawena,
so far,
Alawena,
so far,
Noma Temba, sung by Ladysmith Black Mambazo, led by the composer of that song, Joseph Shabalala. I met Joseph several times over the years, but perhaps the most memorable was when I was in South Africa with Radio 3's World Music Team to record a series of programmes during the South Africa World Cup in 2010. The word had got out that there was going to be an event in the community hall in the Claremont Township in Durban, an old hangout of Joseph and the group, where everyone could come and watch the South Africa versus Uruguay match, after which Ladysmith Black Mambazo would come along and sing. It promised to be an evening of football and lots of singing. And, of course, we were never far from those vuvuzelas. Do you remember them? Well, even then, Joseph was in declining health, but still in great voice and still happy to talk about the old days on the farm.
Oh, yes. In fact, the stomping originated from home. On the farm, people used to stomp the floor very hard. And even the dust were coming up then. People clap as, that was nice, but in town it was different. It's because of our neighbors. When you stomp the floor very hard, they complain. Because we want to carry on singing, and then we stop that stomping and dancing, and then we tiptoeing, and then we call the whole thing Statamia. Tiptoe, guys, we took the world by storm by tiptoeing.
Now, Ladysmith is the township, the district that you came from. But what does Mambazo mean?
Mambazo means axe, a chopping axe. I was wishing my voices, my guys' voices, to chop, to pave the way. Because I have a dream to stand in front of the people and give them the message.
Is it true that in a lot of these local singing competitions, you effectively chopped down the competition for so many years that they eventually banned you from entering competitions?
Exactly, exactly right. I was not happy of that because I don't know how, what am I going to do? There's no another place to do something. But we were very happy that the people started to love the music. It was a dream, a sound from somewhere in the sky. People were dancing and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- I taught my guys.
During the time of apartheid, much of your music was about struggle and freedom. What do you sing about today?
Today I just sing about be happy. Everybody must be happy. Let us work very hard. If there is something broken somewhere, let us put it together, because the time when we are not happy, there are many things happen, bad and good. Now let us try to make each and everything beautiful.
So how do you feel about playing here tonight in the heart of the Zulu community?
Oh, you take me back, because I used to sing here.
How long has it? It's been about 15 years since you sang here.
Oh, it was about 14, or it's there, 15 or 14 years, yes. But they used to see me passing here and they greet me, hey, how are you? Are you boy from overseas?
I suppose singing in a venue like this is a whole different experience.
Oh, yes, exactly right. The people here, they are very hungry. of Ladysmith Bekwambazo because we have been here and then we just disappear for many months away from here. When we come back, there's a special project and then we jump, then we go back to America, to England.
Well, I've been talking to some of the people here and they say that when they hear you sing, it feels like a homecoming.
I'm glad to hear that because even myself, when I sing, I feel like my people are here. Not just my people. Everybody who is standing in front of me, I feel like brothers and sisters.
Joseph, I have to ask you this question. What do you think about the vuvuzela?
Vuvuzela is excitement of the people. But all the time when there is excitement, we need a teacher to say, cool down, higher, low, stop. Start it again. That would be wonderful. I had complaining some other people that, oh, it's too much. We don't hear ourselves when we are singing. But to me, I was singing in Durban.
Yeah.
It was nice. The tune was just like my voice. I love it. But I'm talking about other people. They said, it's too much. It's better to be there. They need somebody to conduct them. Yes, up, down, guys. That would be nice. Hey, baby, hey, hey, beautiful girl. Hey, baby, hey, 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 beautiful girl. Hey, baby, hey, sing.
Baby, 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 baby
The locals at Claremont Township almost storming the stage there. That was Ladysmith Black Man Barzo, recorded for Radio 3's World Roots back in June 2010. And that was our tribute to Joseph Shabalala, who died earlier this month. Following the state funeral that took place on the 22nd of February, the group, determined to continue Joseph's legacy, are already back touring and are due to be here in the UK in May. Abigail Washburn, who you might have heard on Music Planet a few weeks ago when she came along with partner Bela Fleck to do a session for us, you can still hear it on BBC Sounds, has got a new album coming out on the 3rd of April on Smithsonian Folkways. It's a self-titled debut collaborative album with fellow Nashvillian Wu Fei. This is where old-time America meets Chinese folk songs, from the Appalachian Hills to the prairies of Xinjiang province. This is The Water is Wide and Wusuli Boat Song, their take on traditional Chinese and Scottish folk songs.
Gay girl. 山，蓝蓝的水，鱼儿那个窜哪，浪儿那个飞，鹅鹅捏在船头，它摇着宝贝。
啊嘞喝嘞喝嘞喝嘞你呢，喝嘞喝嘞喝。Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, baby. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe. Come and lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
Born in New York, now living in Los Angeles, the Hayden Triplets and Pretty Baby from their album The Family Songbook. For the album, they delved back into the rich music history of their family and unearthed some forgotten gems. Well, let's cross the Atlantic and head southeast and down to Mozambique, where our guide, Ivan Laranjera, in his own words, a cultural activist, is about to take us on a road trip.
Welcome to another Road Trip Mozambique. My name is Ivan Laranjeira. I'm your host on this little journey of music, culture and history of Mozambican music scene and Mozambican artists. Yeah. think of Mozambique without thinking of marabenta. Marabenta is the most popular musical genre in this country, and it has been through a process throughout the past 100 years, and it has produced some of the most and relevant artists that we have in the country, coming here from Mafalala and from other parts of the southern region of Mozambique. It's quite interesting going through colonial history and moving into independent country, the impact that the politics had on this genre. Remember that the revolution was all about the peasants and the combatants and the workers, basically. And anything that was from an urban perspective was perceived as bourgeois. So marabenta, to a certain extent, was not so much played in the radio. When it comes back with a new trend and with new artists, with new voices. And one of those movements was Orchestra Marabenta Star, which had like a dream team of musicians and singers. And one voice that particularly touched me and really impressive, and up to this day, it's one of the most important voices in Mozambique, it's Wazimbo. Still on the Marabenta Star, you will not go by without thinking of the female voices that were part of this group. And I believe this is the diva of the Mozambican music. I'm talking about Mingas and Chico Antonio. It's a beautiful pair.
Noyana wanga kushanga kwaku bekisa mbilwine kusaseka kwaku
La kunzi pimi sanzi vuti sanzi kela nzi kulangusa Zikumala shaku utominishi imusha kusha tembisa shinzinyika ni kunyosha
The very particular lady started her career in Orchestra Marabenta Star and then had to be part of Miriam Makeba's band. They both won a prize of one of the best musicians in Africa back in the 90s when the country was again transitioning from a socialist economy to more of a free market environment.
They
sing on this one, Baila Maria. And Baila Maria, it's an ode to a very beautiful lady, and it explains the whole element of love, the whole element of this smiles that is characteristics of Mozambican people. It is important now to focus on this more of a contemporary vibe and how the new Mozambican music scene starts to be affected and impacted by the global rhythms. Again, a new generation, a much younger generation, also starts to reinvent the music scene and starts to grab on different elements from funk, from soul to traditional African music, and producing a style that it's unique. It represents a milestone on Mozambican music, the birth of this band, which is called Kappa Dash, and how they managed to assemble a different line of artists and musicians that will come together and produce something that is very much authentic and original to Mozambican music. Yet, it's a world sound, it's a sound that represents what it is to be Mozambican and represents what it is to be a global citizen. Two incredible vocalists, unfortunately the late Tony Django very recently passed away, with an incredible performance, with an incredible voice. And Roberto Isaías as well, alongside a very good band going along with the rhythms they had. Up to this day, anytime the music from Kappa Dash goes on, it's a complete pandemonium. People go wild and dance and celebrate what this band really means. And especially for me, it touches me deeply, and I choose Shankoma as the music for Kappa Dash. We're talking about a new generation. We're talking about also the urban spirit that is very much present in Maputo. And Maputo, it's a very cosmopolitan city. It's a city with different influences. I think this is again a characteristic of the Indian Ocean, where you have a very interesting mix of the West, the East, and the African as well. And Maputo is no different. And I think one of the great innovations in Mozambican music scene was this rhythm that it's called panza. Panza, it's a combination of marabenta, of raga, dancehall, and hip hop, and a very interesting generation started off through the influence of the MTVs and all of this channel music that will bring hip hop to our TV, and we created something completely new. And one of the masterminds, one of the persons behind this movement was Zico. Zico, which is a very, very, very talented producer and musician, alongside Daniel G, which was one of the most important rappers, you know, one of the pioneers of this rhythm in Mozambique. They came together on one album called A Nova Familia, which is the new family. This music that I'm talking about is somehow related to the political scenario or to the economic scenario. And the Nova Familia is released in the context that we had to change the currency of the Metical. The Metical was too depreciated, and the artist decided then to produce an album that was called Nova Familia, because the new Metical was also called A Nova Familia. And I choose Terezinha Você, a song that it was a major hit in the early 2000s, and that's how I wrap up this program today.
That road trip to Mozambique was presented from Maputo by Ivan Laranjera. Shabia Buruzaga is a Basque accordion virtuoso. The instrument is actually called a trikitisha, after the sound of the tambourine that accompanies the clattering keys of the accordion. His latest album, his fifth, is called Bost, which is five in Basque. I'm going to play My Gas. It's a short piece from the album where he's joined by Galician group Tanxugueras.
Siempre que estoy te amiga.
Shabby Aburuzaga and a track from his album Bust. And that is about it for today. Thank you for listening. Next week, I'll be back when these guys join me in the Medieval Studios for a session, Colombia's Cimarrón. Till next week, here's Cimarrón and a tune from their album, Orinoco.
Colombian band Cimarrón ending today's Music Planet. It was introduced by Lopa Qatari and the producer was Roger Short. Now here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jumoke Fashola and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by UK saxophonist Martin Speak and his international quartet. They'll be with me for the next 90 minutes. Here they are with Mufti Day.